2 years ago, Massachusetts set what was considered an ambitious goal. The state would not let what's called a persistent economic monster, that being the cost of health care, grow any faster than the economy as a whole. This morning, the results are in from the first full year of the effort, and for year one, Massachusetts met its goal. But despite the success, WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports the overall picture is more complicated.
For years, we've been hearing leaders rant and rave about how healthcare costs are eating up state, municipal, school, company, and family budgets. But the story may be shifting. Last year, healthcare spending grew 2.3%, well under the state benchmark of 3.6%, and well below increases for any year for at least a decade. Aaron Boros directs the Center for Health Information and Analysis, which is releasing the first calculation of state healthcare expenditures today.
So all of that's really good news. It really seems like healthcare spending is slowing. The growth in healthcare spending is slowing.
Why? Did the state's new law step up pressure on health insurers and providers? Probably, says Boros, but healthcare spending was down across the country, too.
There's not strong evidence that it's different in Massachusetts. We really seem to be in line with those national trends. People are either going to doctors and hospitals a little bit less frequently, or they're going to lower cost settings more frequently.
The result? Health insurance premiums were flat overall last year. They went up a little for individuals and small businesses, and down for employers with more than 100 workers.
2013 was, a year in which we just were able to exhale.
But John Hurst, president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, says the break on rates may have been short-lived. This year, his members are reporting premium increases that average 12%.
If we're going back to these double-digit increases that so many small businesses suffered through, for most of the last decade, we have very large concerns. What's going to happen to the small group marketplace in Massachusetts?
Premiums are up for many individuals and small businesses this year and are expected to rise next year because of new requirements under the Affordable Care Act, because patient demand for care is picking up again, and because of a few new expensive drugs. Rick Lord, president of Associated Industries of Massachusetts, says his members continue to rate health care costs as their top concern.
That's not a big surprise, because even though we came off a year where increases appear to be pretty modest, we also know that healthcare costs in Massachusetts are, on a per capita basis, the highest in the country. So that puts them at a competitive disadvantage.
Massachusetts residents spent $50.5 billion on healthcare last year, or $7,500 per person. That does not include a lot of the dental, vision, or over-the-counter medicines, things not covered by health insurance, or all of the money invested here in medical research or public health. Stuart Altman, who chairs the Health Policy Commission, the group created to monitor health care spending, says overall, 2013 was an impressive start for Massachusetts.
What is of concern, though, is that Blue Cross, which is our largest insurer, seems to be significantly higher in terms of the rate of growth than the others.
And the state's largest group of physicians, those tied to Partners Healthcare Hospitals, were among the highest paid and had the greatest increase in spending last year.
We're going to be looking at that to see to what extent it could be justified or whether it reflects the fact that they're continuing to use their market power to get higher rates.
Both Partners and Blue Cross say the calculations Altman refers to are not accurate. They'll have a chance to dispute the findings at a briefing today and possibly adjust what becomes the official record as Massachusetts tries to be the first state to put a lid on health care costs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.